Играется.
Be'ezus Hashem, today we get to start a new Masechta, Masechta Sukkah. Today's Amud is Sukkah Beis Amin Aleph. So for the most part, Masechta Sukkah is pretty loyal to its subject. It talks mainly about the halachos of Sukkos, which gets divided really into three parts. The first large chunk of the Masechta mainly discusses the halachos of the actual Sukkah, the structure of the Sukkah, which we'll get back to in a moment. Then the Masechta discusses the mitzvah of Arba Minim, all about the different ones of the Arba Minim, all the various halachos. And then it concludes with the discussion of the Nisuch HaMayim, of the special water libations that they poured onto the Mizbech on Sukkos, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and other Sukkah Inyanim. So now in this first chunk that discusses the halachos of Sukkah, so this chunk also really gets divided into three different parts. There's the halachos of the structure of the Sukkah, of the walls of the Sukkah, how many walls, how they have to be formed, what they can be made out of. Then there's the halachos of the Schach, also what the Schach has to be made from, the different conditions for Schach. And then also the third category is the halachos of living in the Sukkah, how many meals to have in the Sukkah, and things like that. Now, the lines between these three topics within the halachos of Sukkah sometimes cross paths a little bit throughout the beginning of the Masechta. But for the most part, now we're going to discuss the halachos of the structure of the Sukkah. So now, Agav, the Acharonim point out that it's very interesting the fact that the Masechta starts off discussing the halachos of the Sukkah and not the halachos of Arba Minim. If you look in the Torah, so in the Torah, the halachos of Arba, the mitzvah of Arba Minim is said before the mitzvah of Sukkah. First the Torah says, Ulekachtem Lechem, and only afterwards it says, Besukah is Teshu Shivas Yamim. So what's the pshat at the Masechta, what's the pshat that Rebbe, when he organized the Mishnayis, that he discussed, that he put first the halachos of the Sukkah before the halachos of the Arba Minim, not like the Seder that's written in the Torah? Also, the Acharonim point out that we often find that the derech of Chazal, the derech of Rebbe, is when you have a choice, when you have to organize the different halachos of a certain topic, so you first put in the halachos that are shorter, and then afterwards you put in the more lengthy discussions. So now the halachos of Arba Minim, we'll see, cover much less blat than the halachos of the Sukkah. So that's another reason why the halachos of Arba Minim really seemingly should have been written first before the halachos of the Sukkah. So what's the pshat that the Masechta starts off with the halachos of the Sukkah, not the halachos of Arba Minim? So the Aruch HaNeir explains, and many other Acharonim explain like this as well, that the reason why the Masechta starts off with the halachos of a Sukkah is because that's the mitzvah which comes up first, which could be for one or two reasons. First of all, just simply, on Sukkot itself, we first have a mitzvah of Sukkah before we have a mitzvah of Arba Minim, because Sukkah is already at night. So in Sukkah, when we enter into the Yom Tovs of Sukkot, we first pass by the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah before we pass the mitzvah of Arba Minim. So that's the reason why the halachos of Sukkah are placed before the halachos of Arba Minim. Additionally, it could be that there's a mitzvah even to build a Sukkah. So if you hold that there's a mitzvah to build a Sukkah, says the Aruch HaNeir, so then for sure the mitzvah of Sukkah applies way before the halachos of Arba Minim. It applies even before Sukkot begins, because there's a mitzvah in the actual building of the Sukkah, which perhaps we'll get to maybe when we learn Maseches Makkos. Really then the question is, if now that the Aruch HaNeir just explained so nicely why the Masechta starts off with the halachos of the Sukkah, so then the question's on the Torah, then why did Hashem put the mitzvah of Arba Minim before the mitzvah of the Sukkah? Luchar, now we have good reasons to have dafka the mitzvah of Sukkah before the mitzvah of Arba Minim. So if you look in Talmud Dekra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky over there writes a technical reason, but anyways, without further ado, says the Mishnah, Sukkah shigavaya l'malam mi'asrim am psula. So the halacha is that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, so the sukkah is possible. The Ritva explains that when we say sukkah, so Hashem Eschach Kariya Sukkah. Sukkah, often throughout the Masechta, is really a code word for the schach. Sukkah shigavaya l'malam mi'asrim amo means that when the schach is taller than 20 amos, so then the sukkah is possible. Which is another way of saying that we're going based off of the halal, based on the inside of the sukkah. The inside of the sukkah has to be less than 20 amos. amos. But the schach with the schach could be even taller than the 20 amos. If you have a sukkah that the schach starts 19 amos off the ground, and then the schach is 3 amos thick, you have very thick schach. So the halacha is that sukkah is kosher, even though technically now the entire sukkah is taller than 20 amos. The key thing that we're looking for here is that the schach, the sukkah, which is the schach, has to be less than 20 amos, meaning that the starting point of the schach, the bottom of the schach, has to be lower than 20 amos. It's only if the bottom of the schach is taller than 20 amos, so then the sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda's machshir such a sukkah, which the Gemara will explain why. Another halacha, she'ena gavaya asara tfachim, also a sukkah which is less than 10 tfachim, we'll see soon that that's also possible. V'she'ena shalish defanis, also if it doesn't have 3 walls, if it has 1 or 2 walls. V'shechamasim ruba mitzilasa, or if it has more sun than shade. So all these cases are possible. It has to have 3 walls, it has to be at least 10 tfachim tall, and it has to provide more, the schach has to provide more shade than it does sun. Rashi says that if it provides more sun, it's possible, because then hamuad batul b'rayv, the meat of the tzeil, of the shade that it provides, is batul b'rayv, which the Achrayim explained obviously does not mean in a physical way. It's not that the shade is batul in a physical way to the sun. It just means conceptually the schach has the same schach because of the shade that it provides. So if you have a sukkah that it doesn't provide enough shade, it provides only a meat of shade. If you look if the sukkah is not providing enough shade, so then conceptually this schach is not being piled, it's not providing what it's supposed to provide. If it only provides a mi'at of tzeil, so then its function is batul b'rayv, and it doesn't have a shem schach, and memela the sukkah is possible, it doesn't have schach. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in a Mishnah in Erev and Bezim and Aleph, this Amud is largely a chazara of Erev and Bezim and Aleph, says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, Mavoy shu gavaya l'me'esrim amma yimayit. So the halacha is that if you have a mavu that's taller than 20 amos, so you have to lower it. It has to be less than 20 amos. So just a quick chazara. So a mavu is an alleyway that's closed off on 3 sides, and it's open on the 4th side to a Rosh Hasharabim. So now mida raisa, it's mutter to carry inside of this mavu. It's closed off on 3 walls, for sure you're allowed to carry inside this mavu mida raisa. However, mida rabbanim, because it opens up to Rosh Hasharabim, so they assert carrying inside of this mavu until you do one of 2 things. There's 1 or 2 ways you could fix it to make a hecker. One way is to put up a lechi, a side post. The other way, which we're going to focus on here, is to put up a kaira. A kaira is a lintel on top of the mavui, going across from one side to the other at the opening of the mavui. That's a kaira. So now the Mishnah in Erevin says that if you have a mavui which is taller than 20 amos, which is really referring to the kaira, that if the kaira is taller than 20 amos, so then you have to lower it. People don't see it so high, it's not a good hecker, and therefore you have to lower the kaira. The kaira is not allowed to be more than 20 amos tall. Rabbi Huda says that no, you don't have to lower it. So says the Gemara now. The Gemara is picking up on a nuance between the different Lashonais and the Mishnah over here in Sukkah and the Mishnah over there in Erevin. Maishno gabe Sukkah dehavi detani psula, umaishno gabe mavoi detani tekanta. What's the pshat in our Mishnah? It says that Sukkah shigavai lamala me'esrim amma is psula. It's a Lashon of Pasul. Over there in Erevin, when it talks about a Kaira being taller than 20 amos, it doesn't say that if you have a Kaira that's taller than 20 amos, it's Pasul. It says you might. It tells you what to do to fix it. So there's different ways of how to learn this Gemara. The way we'll be masber this whole Gemara is like Rashi, like the Maram learns Bedas Rashi. So the way the Maram is masber Bedas Rashi is that the Gemara means to be asking that pick whichever one you want. Is Pasul the better Lashon? If Psula is the better Lashon, so then in Erevin you should have said that a Mavoi that's taller than 20 Ames is Psula. Or maybe you'll tell me that Tekant is the better way to say it. Yemayit's the better Lashon. If Yemayit's the better Lashon, so then here too in Sukkah we should have said the Lashon of Yemayit. We should have said, and the Gemara is going to talk about different ways you could be Memayit. So then that, if that's the better Lashon, so then in Sukkah we should have used the Lashon of Yemayit. Whichever one's the better Lashon, so teach that in both places. Make up your mind. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Says the Gemara, Sukkah de Areisa, Tani Psula. Mavidu Rabbanan, Tani Tekanta. Which again, we're going to go with Rashi. The way Rashi is Masber is that really Psula is the better Lashon. Really Psula is the better Lashon, and that's the one we should really teach across the board. So you want to know why by Mavu we don't say Lashon of Psula? Says Rashi, because Mavu is only Midu Rabbanan. And Psula, in order for us to say that a Mavu which is taught in 20 Amos is Pasul, you have to first know the concept of a Mavu. Being that Mavu is the Rabbanan, so we don't yet know. This is where we're learning the ideas of Mavu from. It's from the Gemara, from the Mishnayos, because Mavu is the Rabbanan. So therefore, we need the Mishnah to tell us about a Mavu. A Mavu, which is taller than 20 Amos, you have to make it you have to make it lower, because that's the idea of a Mavu. But Sukkah, which is Daraisa, we know the ideas of Sukkah. Sukkah is written in the Torah. So therefore, by a Daraisa, you're able to use the Lashon of Psula, and we do, because Psula is the better Lashon. It's just that by Mavu, since it's the Rabbanan, we couldn't use this Lashon, this better Lashon of Psula. Says the Gemara, different teretz, vibayis ema, bidaraisa nami tani tekanta. That really, even by daraisas, we would have preferred to say the lashon of tekanta. Tekanta is really the better lashon. Miusoka de nafish milse, pasik vatani psula. Mavoid loy nafish milse, tani tekanta. The reason why, so really tekanta, to say yamayit is the better lashon. So why by sukka don't we say a lashon of yamayit? Because it would be too complicated. Because by Mavu, it's only one idea. A Mavu, which is taller than 20 Amos, you have to be Mamayidah. But by Sukkah over here, we have all different types of halachas. We have a Sukkah, which is taller than 20 Amos, a Sukkah, which is lower than 10 Tvachim, it doesn't have three walls, it's Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa. So there's all different halachas. You can't just say that, to say that the fix for each one of them would have been very lengthy. We would have had to say, if it's taller than 20 Amos, make it lower. If it's less than 10 Tvachim, make it taller. If it doesn't have three walls, add a wall. It's much more complicated to talk like that. So therefore, the Mishnah chose the shorter lashon, which we had in Psachim, that this idea to teach dafka in the shorter, more concise way. So therefore, the Mishnah over here teaches the more concise and shorter way, and it just says psula, even though really, ideally, tekanta is the better way of saying things, and that's why in Erevin, by the mavoi, we say that a mavoi which is taller than 20 amais, we use the lashon of yamayit. Says the Gemara now, Minohani Mili. What's the makar for this, that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is psula? Where do we know it from? What's the reason for it? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba says, because the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, L'man yedu dayreseichem ki basukah say shaftis b'nei Yisrael. That when you live in the sukkah, you have to know that you're living in the sukkah. L'man yedu dayreseichem ki basukah say shaftis b'nei Yisrael. You have to see the sukkah. Now what does it mean to see the sukkah? So as we said before, the sukkah is really a code word for the schach. You have to see the schach. You have to know that you're in the schach. And therefore, says Rabbo, ad esrim amo adam yedeya shudar basukkah. It's only when the sukkah is less than, when the schach is less than 20 amos, so then the person knows that he's sitting in the sukkah. He knows that he's sitting underneath the schach. But if you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos, so then the person doesn't realize that he's sitting underneath the schach. Mishum delay shalta ba'ena. Because a person's eyes don't naturally look high, don't see taller than 20 amos. When a person keeps his head straight, so he doesn't naturally see something that's more than 20 amos high. Technically, he could pick his head, put his head backwards and see upwards. But it's not the natural way a person looks. And therefore, that says Rabbah, that's the makar that a sukkah can't be taller than 20 amos. Because it says you have to know that you're in the schach. And you only know that when it's less than 20 amos. So the question is, then really it should be taller on the height of a person. Because obviously a shorter person sees less high than that. A taller person will see even higher than that. Maybe 20 amos is the average. So l'chayr, what you have to say is that even though Rab is giving us a reason, really this is one of the shiurim that are just the halach l'maish mesinai, like all shiurim in the Torah. All shiurim that we have in mitzvahs are halach l'maish mesinai, as we'll get to later in the Masechta. In the Chayra, this shiur that the sukkah can't be taller than 20 amos is also just the halacha l'maishim Sinai, and the different amarayim that the Gemara is about to bring are really just giving reasons and maybe a smach for the halacha l'maishim Sinai of where maybe it comes from. But the Chayra, it's not mamish because of knowing that you're in the sukkah, because then it would be dependent on your height. Says the Gemara, so again, so that was Rabba's reason. Rabba's reason is because you have to know that you're in the sukkah, you have to know that you're underneath the schach. Reb Zera Amar, a different reason. It's Mehacha, this is the Makar. It's a pasuk by the Nevuah of Yeshaya of what's going to be, Va'achas HaYamim. It says that V'sukkah Tiel Etzel Yayma Mechayriv, It says that the sukkah provides shade. So ad esrim amma adam yashiv b'tzel sukkah. That until while the schach is still lower than 20 amos, so then a person, the schach is providing shade onto the person who's sitting or standing underneath. But lamalam esrim amma, if you have a sukkah that's too tall, it's taller than 20 amos, so then ein adam yashiv b'tzel sukkah. So then that which you have shade when you're sitting underneath, it's not coming from the schach. The shade that you're getting is from the walls, which we'll see later in the Gemara that we're talking about the sukkah which is less than 4x4 amis. A sukkah which is less than 4x4 amis. And it's so tall that's lamayla me'esrim amma, so then when you get shade underneath, you're really just getting shade from the walls, you're not getting shade from the schach, and therefore it's possible, because you need to get shade dafka from the schach. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbi Zera, Ela me'ata, if you're telling me that you need to get shade from the schach, and otherwise the sukkah is possible, so then ha'isa sukkasei ba'ashreis karnayim, ha'chanami do'i havi sukkah. So then if a person makes a sukkah in Ashreis Karnayim, which is a name of a place mentioned in the Torah, in Bereishis Perek Yedalet, but it's just discussing a valley that lays between two mountains, and so the idea is that being that the mountains are so tall around the sukkah, the mountains block the sun, and so therefore you're not getting shade from the schach, you're really just getting shade from the mountains. So Abai is asking Rabbi Zera, according to your reasoning that you need to get shade dafka from the schach, so then that you come out that you're not able to build a sukkah in Ashreis Karnayim, which sounds strange. Because you're not getting shade from the schach. So hachanami do avi sukkah. Are you going to tell me that it's not a sukkah if you build a sukkah in Ashreis Karnayim? So says the Gemara. No, Amar Lei. Rabbi Zera said back to Abaye. Hasam dal Ashreis Karnayim ikatzel sukkah. There beetzem the sukkah is a kasher sukkah. It's beetzem intrinsically the schach is something which could provide shade. It has the potential to provide shade. It just happens to be that there's mountains around it. But if you would remove the mountains, the sukkah, the schach would provide shade. But hacha, if you have a sukkah that's less than 4x4 amos, and it's taller than 20 amos, so dal defane is leketzel sukkah. If you would remove the walls, you wouldn't get shade. Meaning that this schach is something which does not provide shade. Even if you would remove the walls, you wouldn't get shade from this schach. So therefore, that's why it's possible, that's why it's not like building a sukkah in Ashreis Karnayim. So that was Rabba and Rabbi Zera. V'Rava Amar, a third makar, Mehacha, it's from here, it says, Basukah is Teshu Shivas Yamim, it says you have to live in the sukkah for 7 days, which Rava learns is Dafka, 7 days, it has to be temporary. That Amra Torah, the Torah is saying, Kol Shivas Yamim, all the 7 days of sukkah, Tseh Midiras Keva, V'Shev Midiras Arai, to dafka, leave your house and go into a temporary dwelling. Rav Zilberstein and Chashuk Echemed discusses over here whether or not maybe there's a maila dafka not having a house sukkah that you remove the roof. Because there's an idea of tzei midiras keva v'shev b'diras arai. You dafka have to go into a diras arai. So says Rava, this is the makar that a sukkah can't be taller than 20 amos. Why? Because ad asrim amma adam aysa dirasa diras arai. It's only until 20 amos that a person makes his dira into a temporary dwelling. But taller than 20 amos, a person doesn't make his dwelling, doesn't make his sukkah temporary, because it's so tall, so he makes it more permanent. Amar le Abaye, Abaye asked Rava el Me'ata, if that's the makar, that it has to be temporary, so then it has nothing to do with being over 20 amos or less than 20 amos. Asa mechitze shel barza v'sike chal gabun, if you make a sukkah less than 20 amos, but you make the walls out of metal, so and you put schach on top, so you're going to tell me that that's not a good sukkah because it's permanent. So it's just totally impermanent. It has nothing to do with being taller than 20 amos or less than 20 amos. But we know that that's not true. So your reasoning is faulty. How could you tell me it's about being temporary? If so, then if you may use permanent materials on a sukkah that's less than 20 amos, it should be possible. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi back to Abaye, Amar Lei, Hachi Kaim Nalcha. This is what I mean to say. Ad Esrim Amma, the Adam Isa Diras Adiras Arai, until 20 Amais, since that's the norm that a person would make his Dira, Diras Arai, Ki Avale Diras Keva Nami Nafik. So you can make it however you want. The Torah was just saying it should be this type of sukkah that's temporary. Not that the actual sukkah has to be temporary. It should be the type of sukkah. It's discussing the height of the sukkah, should be one that the normal thing is to make it temporary, which is a sukkah, which is not more than 20 amos. So then the norm is to make it temporary. But lamala me'asrim amma, the adam aisa dirasa diras keva, where there the norm is to make your dirak more permanent. When you make it more than 20 amos, there the norm is to make it more permanent. Perhaps even you could only make it more permanent. So then ki avale diras arei nami loy nafik. So then even if you find a way to make it into with temporary, as a temporary structure, you're still not going to be yitzei the mitzvah. When the Torah says to make it temporary, it's discussing the height of the sukkah, that the sukkah has to be less than, it can't be taller than 20 amos, which perhaps is the reason to say that even a house sukkah, even though technically you're not being tzei midiras keva, v'shev v'diras arai, why it's even l'chatchila, because the Torah is not saying that the sukkah has to actually be temporary. It's just saying that it can't be taller than 20 amos, as Rava just explained to Abaye.